Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, the boys. Hello, the girls.
Hello, the fans. Fans.
40.
Hello and welcome to episode 40 of The Front Three. Joining me is the one and only David O'Brien.
Hello, Adam. How are you, pal?
See how I switched it about? Do you like that?
Yeah, you're very excited today. Can you explain to us why you're so pumped?
Because it's Saturday, Dave. And I'm always pumped for the weekend.
Of course.
Football in action. Spurs have got Newcastle, so I'm even more pumped. That's going to come back and bite me. Lawrence, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Good weekend. It's
pretty
nice to be here, right?
Good. It is.
Euro draw is today, so
it is.
Come on, Albania!
Excited to see who. I want England. Have they got a 50% chance of getting a home nation's team? Is that right? Am I right in saying that?
It is high.
Excited for that. I would love to have Wales or Republic of Ireland in the group. Northern Ireland, not so much, but. I'm excited for one of those.
Two of those three. Not so much.
Guys, we're here to see the questions. That's the other reason I'm excited, because we've got so many good questions. We're going to have to absolutely power through them. Quick fire. Are you ready?
So much to cover, isn't it?
Right. We're going to start off. First question. Piotr Gala on Twitter asks, name one realistic signing you'd like for your team to make this winter transfer window. That is a tough one to start off with. Dave, I'll come to you first. Manchester United, who should they be signing in January?
I'm going to go with Riyad Mahrez. I think he's a realistic option. Can create something out of nothing. Really drives at defenders. Got really good feet.
How much would you be happy to pay for him? For United to pay for him?
That's the problem, you know.
15?
15, 20 million minimum. I'd say 20 million minimum.
Lawrence, who have you got your eye on?
Over the past week, Liverpool have been linked with the Serbian from Belgrade, only 19 years old, Marko Grujic, is it?
Ooh.
Now, he's been doing pretty well this season for Red Star Belgrade. Kind of plays a number eight role. Not the same position as Emre Can, but certainly... someone who could bring the ball out from defence. He's got a bit of height to him, so he's 191. He could sort of play in the number 10, if you liked. He's definitely an attacking-esque midfielder, so I'd imagine he'll complement what Liverpool have right now. Mm. I'd like to see him. He's young. He'd be one of the young guys that I think would fit into the squad well right now.
I'm
trying to think of experience. And I'll be honest, I found that a little bit harder, because I think Liverpool might wait till the summer for that.
Yes. I would like to see Spurs sign Brile Mbolo, who's this talented Basel striker. He's only 18 years old. Spurs get in there first before all the big clubs. Bring him in. He's the new Didier Drogba, apparently. Sign him on Football Manager. He's pretty decent.
I still get to start Football Manager.
Come on, mate.
I've only made my character, then I got bored.
I'm not a big fan of... you know, the character building, but the rest is great. Next question. Best and worst stadium you have ever visited? That's a tough question. I haven't actually been to that many stadiums, so that's a tough question.
It's very niche. The worst stadium I've ever been to is a stadium in Italy from a team called Varese. It's a club near Milan, their stadium is absolutely rubbish. Best stadium? I'd say the Bernabeu. I was impressed by the Bernabeu. Yeah.
Wow.
I was very impressed by St. James's Park when I first get there, because you get to Newcastle and I think a lot of people underestimate what Newcastle is, and then you see St. James's Park and it looks like a Champions League stadium. It kind of sits a little bit higher than everything else. It's clearly a Premier League stadium, but it's surrounded by, there's still the pub on the corner. Unfortunately, there's Sports Direct logos around everywhere, but apart from that, it's a lovely stadium. The most impressive I've ever been to, though, was... I'm trying to think of worst. I mean, you could say Millwall the Den is a pretty bad stadium to go to if you're an away fan, because you instantly get put into like a cattle grid because they're trying to keep you away from the dangerous fans. And then the best was Shakhtar Donetsk, by far.
Wow.
It has like a little utopian garden outside. And it's such a shame that that stadium's now gone, because it looked amazing. It looked like a blue spaceship. And really lovely. And there's like a Lovelock Bridge, and all sorts of things there. So it's perfect.
Here's a good question from Gurpreet Kushik.
Yeah. Doesn't he play? He plays for Stoke City, right? He's number 10 for Stoke City. Bojan Krkic.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He must be a distant cousin or something. Isn't Van Gaal the best option Manchester United can get? The club can only go down post-Fergie.
Carlo.
He says. Yeah, Carlo. We were talking about that earlier. It's Carlo. Why don't they go for Carlo, Dave?
I don't know. I don't know what they need to do right now. I think there's so much.
Are you LVG out, Dave?
I think that it's more than that. It's more than it's just more than that. The club's going the wrong way at the moment. It sort of dawned on me today, the thing that Gary Lineker said, how United are turning to Liverpool in the 80s, and it's so true.
And it could just happen like that, you know.
You know what pisses me off is that, oh, now Gary Lineker said it. It's all the bloody rage.
Well, don't get Lawrence started on pundits, Dave. Don't get him started.
Before we dive in with that, I've been looking at some stats today, right?
Okay, hit me.
And so I was looking over the last four seasons in Europe's top five league, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Manchester United have played the most passes per shot in the whole database, apart from one team. That was Barcelona under Tito Villanova. And that's just incredible. So Man United are playing around 49 passes per shot on goal they're getting. And I think what you could look at in terms of looking at that metric, passes per shot, it's in a way of how direct a team is. And I was just looking through the list of teams, and all the teams I've liked over the last few seasons, you know, the likes of Borussia Dortmund, the likes of Bayer Leverkusen, you know, Real Madrid under Ancelotti when they're counter-attacking, they've all got quite a low number of passes per shot on goal they're taking. So it's one of those things where I think United are literally on the other scale of teams that I like watching.
I would like to say, I said this to Lawrence earlier, I think what's making Louis van Gaal look particularly bad is when you look at when he joined the club, you know, he's sort of failing to get his ideas across to the players, maybe you'd say now. But you look at who else has been in a job a similar amount of time. Look what he's doing. Pochettino. Look at the effect. He's been in the same amount of time as Louis van Gaal in his job. Look at the effect he's having already.
So for
Louis van Gaal, is that not inexcusable? I know there are problems bigger than that in terms of strategy of the club. You know, they're in charge of the signings in many ways, the likes of Ed Woodward, which doesn't help. But at the same time, you'd think the manager would be able to look at Klopp. Klopp hasn't signed anyone yet at Liverpool. He's still managed to get his ideas across, making players look better. And he's been there, 3 months?
Although, Adam, you'd still say that there's still elements of problems with Klopp in the fact that he can't get them to play against certain sides. But he's only been there a few months. That's a nebulous point. Good point. Nebulous
I think
point.
It's a joke that the likes of Fellaini.
I think people do slightly overestimate or underestimate Fellaini, depending on what importance they put on the kind of football they like to watch.
Ridiculous. Marouane Fellaini is useless wherever you play him. I'm being like, at this level, he is not good enough.
But I also...
He's not good enough at any position. He's not good enough at centre-back, defensive midfield, anywhere.
I think you'd appreciate him more if he played at another team. I just don't think that he looks like the kind of player that Manchester United need right now.
I think that also plays into the
Gary Lineker point, or the overall point that most bloody pundits have been making.
Bloody pundits, don't get him started.
That United shouldn't follow the same way as Manchester United, as Liverpool, sorry. And that would be part of the point, is there's either criticism of individuals and then criticism of the mass system. And I think it's a little bit of a mixture of both. And Van Gaal certainly isn't always in charge of all the signings and can't be credited with all the problems. But that's part of the problem, is that some people are saying, someone on The Guardian was saying, is this almost Emperor's New Clothes-esque with Van Gaal? I don't know if it's to that degree, but I'm just wondering what his remit is. Now, I don't know if we're evaluating him fairly sometimes. I think that's why it swings from one end to the other. He's doing fantastic. He's doing terribly. Bear in mind, they played all right against Wolfsburg.
That was
one of their best games of the season so far.
But then tactically, so the only time United have opened up in terms of that game, they were quite open. There was so many tactical issues there. For example, the lack of, Fellaini was supposed to be positioned next to Bastian Schweinsteiger, sitting in front of the back four. Bastian Schweinsteiger was pretty much playing in midfield on his own. Tactically, there's something there that for Van Gaal hasn't quite worked out. And it seems like he can't get the team scoring if he's playing an open style. If they're playing a negative style, they're just so rubbish to watch and they're so poor at, you know, scoring goals in a way, and you don't win the league without.
I think the thing is, yeah, you can make the caveats for he's not in charge of signings. So, for example, Schweinsteiger coming in, he's not perhaps the player they needed in midfield. He doesn't bring that the pace. He doesn't bring any sort of, you know, protection to the defence. But at the same time, you can only judge him on what he can control, like Dave's saying, tactically. I mean, some of the substitutions he's making as well are absolutely bizarre. And that's the stuff he is in control of.
Yeah, but you'd also imagine there's other things where is he responsible for the outgoings as well? Because that they've also gotten rid of Yanazai, which is
Shinjikagawa.
They've also got out on loan
so we can't,
Wilson right now.
It's almost unfair to judge him on that, because we don't know if
he's... There's a number of ways to string him up, I'd imagine. But there's also, I think there are... small positives to take within that there is progression amongst some of the core, the core squad within there. So it's not all doom and gloom, but I think what people are going with, they're evaluating the immediate and extrapolating it to the long term. And I think somewhere between the two, there needs to be a happy medium.
Let's get on to the next question from James Kayser, always submitting the good questions. He said, thoughts on Lukaku's amazing form? It's pretty amazing. Wish Spurs had signed him.
Great thoughts.
Back when he was, available. But
Dave, what are the stats on him?
Come on.
Oh, he's banging form, isn't he? Absolutely banging form.
Oh, fantastic.
I think the thing that you can
insight
look at in terms of the stats, Lukaku's quite an interesting one, where at West Brom, he was absolutely awesome. You know, he scored 20 goals that season. His chance conversion was through the roof. And it's similar to this season at Everton. Like last season at Everton, he was quite poor, wasn't taking his chances. He wasn't playing. It felt like he wasn't confident. It's really weird how the two young players in that Everton team that last season, Lukaku and Barkley, looked really, really short of confidence. But now Martinez has taken those two players and he's said to them this season, obviously playing them, fully confidence behind them, and that it just shows. And again, sorry to go back to Manchester United, but that tweet I did that got absolutely hammered a few months ago about the confidence in players that Van Gaal doesn't bring for young players. It's all this negative energy. It's so true, and this is the brilliant situation of it, that Martinez is giving players confidence and Van Gaal is destroying players' confidence.
It's always bad to Van Gaal. Here's a related question. Harry, HJD Cornish, said, is it unfair to blame Chelsea for selling the players like De Bruyne and obviously Lukaku we just talked about when they were fairly unproven? I think
it is. I think the point would be that Chelsea bought them on the idea that they were incredibly promising.
And the amount they sold them for would suggest they thought they were talented as well. Lukaku, 25 million. De Bruyne, 18 million.
Yeah. And it's so, again, it sort of shows the short-termism, I think, at Chelsea.
Very much so. Thomas Lang says, favourite football boots this season? I'm liking those New Balance ones. They've got New Balance. They've joined the football game, and I quite like them. If you're listening, New Balance, send us some free boots. That'd be good.
Is that
how
it works?
I think so.
It is.
Yeah, you just get a podcast, say you like boots. Why else would you start a podcast?
I like the Adidas Asens X or whatever. Ooh, yeah, but the two of those are two good boots.
Go on, Dave, what's your shout?
I just like, you know, standard black boots. I'm really bored with those. I do like the New Balance ones. The ones Aaron Ramsey wears, the orange ones, are quite nice. I just quite like orange. If I was to wear boots, I wouldn't wear anything fancy. You don't want that on the football pitch. You're there to play football, not to wear pretty boots.
Well, that's part of football, Dave.
That is part of football. Sorry.
I've got a Van Gaal Departure 11 that was made on Football Plur. In the back, they've got Lingard. Then you've got Vidic or Rio. You've got Evans. You've got Raphael. And then Evra on the other side. Just in front of that is Fletcher. Kagawa kind of sits in number 10 role. Welbeck on one side. Nani on the other. Van Persie up front. And Hernandez next to him. I mean, that's not a bad side. You'd say that at least some of those would have made a substitute appearance for United the other night. Although you would also say that some of them were in the wrong timeline. The problem was with the United, they almost had to clear a wage bill as well. Van Persie's massive in wages and just wasn't cost. A lot of those players that I've just named there would not be cost-effective players for Manchester United now. I think that's part of it, is they're looking for a lot of cost-effectiveness. And I wonder if that's why certain players are loaned out, etc., etc.
Are we bringing every question back onto Louis Van Gaal? We're just going to
bash
it. What's your favourite boots? Louis Van Gaal, fucking
Louis Van Gaal's bloody boots. Well, I haven't said that.
Well, funny you say that. Right, next question is from the wonderfully named The Hole on Twitter. Yes. At JStockton98, his username's The Hole. Well played, mate. I hope that's a reference to us. Who's got a better chance of making the top four, Spurs or Everton? Hashtag Spurs. I am The Hole. Spurs, next. Come on. FaZe Palwala, that boy FaZe on Twitter, said, is investing too much in youth hurting Manchester United? None of the 20. What do you reckon, Dave?
No, it's not.
We somehow got back
under. It's such a good question. He almost hit the ball too well.
It's the wrong situation for some of these young players. Yes, they're going to get a great education in terms of positional play, zonal play. You know, it's very good for their education and working under Louis van Gaal. But ultimately, like Louis van Gaal is sort of saying, you're going to get the real, you know, the real players in a way after he leaves. The confidence will come back. They'll be more flip. They'll be more free. They'll score more goals. They'll create more chances, and they'll be better. You know, whatever position they are, they will improve. So that's the kind of thing with Louis van Gaal. It's so structured. It's so feels like a sort of a zone of hatred, and then just get free. You're like a young son. What am I looking for? Son. I've lost it, lads. Like,
I can see that. I'm just thinking the title of this episode is going to be like, you know, Louis van Gaal bashing. He's getting a real Louis van Gaal bashing on this.
To be fair, we've equaled it out. I don't think it's all been bashing.
Sort of.
Very, very happy for Yaya Toure, by the way, winning African Player of the Year. Just worth a mention.
What does Aubameyang have to do to win it, though?
True.
Next year. Adam, my good friend Adam, in a little chat Scottish football about a few episodes ago, said...
You're talking about yourself.
My good friend,
good friend me.
Such a great guy, so handsome. Do you believe Jack Grealish made the right choice choosing to play for England when he could be playing for Ireland in Euro 2016? I think people look at this the wrong way, that it was a choice motivated by footballing thoughts. I think, obviously, we don't know the whole story, but I assume Jack Grealish is...
Is he Grealish Dick, do you think, in the way that he's...
Is he what, sorry?
Has he been Grealish Dick?
I don't think it's about him thinking, is it Grealish Dick? But he's born in England. He's got an English mother and a Birmingham-born father. So he qualifies for Ireland for his grandfather. Obviously... He feels like, I assume, the reason he chose is because he associates more with England. So yeah. I think it's unfair to say, oh, do you think he made the right choice to play? Because if it was me, for example, that's not really much of a choice. You'd choose to play for England because you identify more with England. So I feel it's a bit unfair to... I think I felt like a lot of people were bashing Jack Grealish because he chose England. Oh, why didn't he choose Ireland when maybe it's more of an emotional decision than, oh, he only chose England because he wants to win, you know, blah, blah, blah.
He needs to grow up first, doesn't he, before he gets into anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Jack Grealish is, you know, the epitome of a humble and intelligent footballer, but I'm just saying that maybe in that instance, he didn't necessarily do anything wrong.
Correct. Next.
This is a bit of a big question. James Halloran, free on Twitter, said, how do you think the Premier League's new TV money should be used?
For charity.
Yes, give it all to charity, if you're listening. I agree. Richard Scudamore.
I think it should be, some of it should be, I think a lot of it should be used for, it's that sort of wonder, should the Premier League be more prescriptive in the way it has to be used? Should they sort of be, obviously, you know, some clubs are going to use it for paying off certain things, but should they sort of say, you know, you have to make a percentage of that go towards academy or local area development, those kind of things.
It should, shouldn't it? Really,
I agree. I think that's 100%. As much money in grassroots football as possible, with all this, you know, new billions and billions of pounds. Get it down.
It doesn't. I mean, outwardly, the Premier League doesn't seem like a very socially minded organisation, but I imagine inwardly there are people who are working towards that. It is just very hard to rein in.
Rinse through some of these questions then. Surprise, surprise.
I would like to hear that before I get my question read out. We're going to rinse through these ones.
Another surprise, surprise, another Manchester United question. This is from John Shin, the main man, John Shin. He said, hey guys, who do you think should be the next manager to take over at United? Pep or Carlo are big shouts at the moment. I think for United fans, surely they would love to have Pep at Old Trafford. That would be a dream, wouldn't
Surely,
it?
Dave.
Well, I think that would work, wouldn't it? The same, again, it's the same style, but then very different. There's a lot more fluidity in Guardiola's teams, and I think that's what United are lacking so much at the moment, is that freedom to move, the freedom to interchange positions. Mm. But then Carlo is a good option. You know, you listen to Ronaldo speaking recently in the media saying how
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He loves Carlo, and Carlo was, he loved Carlo's hugs. Big bear. And but
I think Carlo, he loves hugs, doesn't he, Ronaldo? Apparently.
Gets to the players and connects with the players. He's a very much a sort of a player manager in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's one of those managers that will give players creative freedom. He won't do that much work with them. They'll sort of play their own game. He'll free them up. He'll fit a system. Basically, he's just very good at finding a way to fit in all of his individual players and making them sort of play as a team. So it could be interesting. But I think where this United team's going, I think Guardiola would be the best option.
Great question here from Josh Barton. Who are you guys football look-alike? It's been said more than once, Adam Lallana, I get quite often.
Yeah,
especially if I'm growing my patchy facial hair.
It's funny how you are named the same.
It's, it's fate in many ways.
Dave used to get Manuel Neuer.
Yes, yeah. A lot. And there was also another one he got.
Thomas Müller was a bit.
No, well. You got another one, which was even better. It was another German footballer. It was like, I can't remember who it was. I'm going to have to look this up. It was like Tim or
great
something.
Great banter.
Oh, you mean Timo Werner?
Timo Werner.
Yeah, Stuttgart youngster. Striker. Yeah.
Timo Werner. And I It's uncanny. I've heard Xabi Alonso a few before, which I think is almost too generous.
Is living the dream.
Do you know what I mean? For someone to be said they look like Xabi Alonso, their head's going to fucking expand. Their ego is going
to... We should send me to Germany, and I'm going to try and get into Bayern Munich training as Xabi Alonso.
I think it's the beard. When you've got the bit of the sort of the facial hair going on, there is a little bit more, the Xabi Alonso. Yeah.
If I just sort of walk up and sort of go, oh, beve agua.
Send us.
I think it'd be quite water, guys.
beve agua. Let us know on Twitter, though, who you think we look like. If there's anyone better out there, because I remember someone sent us that on Twitter, the Timo Werner one, and it was pretty bang on. So,
don't bother, guys. We've already found our lookalikes. Have a great week.
What other questions do we have here on the Twitter? Oh, there's so many. Bale or Ronaldo for Manchester United said Arteta assist. I think Bale is
Ronaldo.
Much smarter one. Who will get relegated?
Dave, Ronaldo do you not feel a little bit upset, Dave, that Ronaldo said in that press conference, I wouldn't rule out going to one of United? So he's in broken weird English, he almost said, I wouldn't rule out going to one of United's rivals. And he was like, but I wouldn't, football's unpredictable, he said.
Yeah, he's entered a move, isn't he? Back to Old Trafford.
Here's a question. Very simple. The Herminator said, who will get relegated in the Premier League? Bournemouth, Aston Villa,
Leicester. Oh.
No. Newcastle.
Imagine if they had Aston Villa and
Newcastle.
Newcastle. Norwich. Because they're playing Norwich. Bournemouth, Aston Villa, Norwich for me. Everyone agree?
Yeah.
We'll
go
with
that, yeah.
Okay. Anna Thomas submitting some good questions here. She said, if you had to pick one league of any sport to watch for the rest of your life, which would it be?
NBA. Oh.
Really? Would you pick NBA over, say, Premier League? I think the obvious one is Premier League, right?
The obvious
one. What about Champions League, technically? Oh, a league?
That'd be nice.
Would you pick Premier League or Champions League? You've got to be Champions League, right?
Yeah, but the Champions
League... So exciting.
Oh, this is hard.
Yeah, Champions League.
Champo.
It's the biggest
league
in the world.
Dave said when he first came here.
Champions League.
I think, maybe Champions League. I go Champions League in football.
Here's an interesting one from Anna Thomas. Again, great question.
Anna Thomas said, why don't you put up a video of the best bits of the pod on YT like Spencer Owen? It'd be interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow.
Next time we're all in the same room together, Anna. Or maybe even not. We will. I think we might start a YouTube channel before the end of the year. You heard it here first.
And you'd have had to.
But for now, she says, and maybe this applies to like in life, maybe not just football. Would you rather always play but never win?
We've been asked this before.
Does that even make sense? Never play but always win. How can you win if you're never playing?
Well, if you're part of the squad, but the problem is if you don't play a certain number of games, then you don't get the medal.
So, I think it's always play but never win. I'd rather be... Yeah.
You'd rather be Steven Gerrard than...
Ryan Giggs?
Ryan Giggs played a lot, though, Dave.
Kim Louise said, do you listen to the front three? I don't think that was for us. I think she was sending that to someone else, but she's mentioned
do,
us.
I do listen just to see...
Yeah, I do every now and then, it's good.
pretty good,
A liar.
A bloody liar.
The bloody hardcore listener who spent hours, a day, I think, downloading the podcast every week. She said, Lauren Cajoni, best PL defender at the moment? It's Toby Alderweireld, mate. Toby.
Well, surely, mate. Surely it's the guy who's up for player of the month, Dejan Lovren.
No. It's either Toby or Mike at the moment, isn't it?
I think it is Cajoni, to be quite honest. In terms of quality, in terms of longevity.
At the moment is the question.
Yeah, he's the best centre-half in the Premier League right now. In terms of quality, in terms of how long he's... The level of performance that he's consistently had year on year, he's by far... Smalling's had, probably about a season, if we're saying halfway through last season, he started hitting real good form. So yeah, for me, it's got to be Koscielny.
Here's a really... I'm wondering whether to go for this question because it could potentially take up the rest of the podcast if we answered it.
Is it how many football kits do you guys own, Alejandro?
No, it's if you were given $500 million to build a first team 11 that would win the Champions League.
I saw that.
Who would you buy?
I almost felt like we should have done it its own podcast for that one.
Let's try and do it. Section. Do it. Let's just do it. Right. Goalkeeper. But bear in mind, we've got to be realistic about market values. You can't go Neuer.
What I'm saying is, are we going to look at the market value right now?
No, but that's just, we can agree on a market value, I think.
All right, fair enough. But Neuer's like worth $100 million.
Yeah, so we're not buying Neuer, right? We're going to buy someone, a good goalkeeper, maybe a young goalkeeper who's going to win the Champions League. I'm thinking Butland, I'm thinking Lloris, I'm thinking people that maybe wouldn't cost an absolute fortune, but would cost a fair whack. What about Lloris? We could buy Lloris.
Yeah?
What would he be, 20?
I'm not sure I want Lloris.
What?
I want Simon Mignolet. No, I want a young English goalkeeper.
Jack Balland.
I want what?
Why? English keepers always
bottle. Let's build it as if we're like...
Inherently
like,
bottlers.
But let's build it as if it's the front three FC. We're like an English club. Let's buy Butland. Enough, how much would you have to pay for Butland now? 15, 20 probably?
I'm just trying to save us money here, Dave.
Okay, let's go for Butland.
Which will ultimately lose us the Champions League.
Do you reckon they'd sell him? Stoke would probably sell him for 15. Let's do that.
Yeah, right, 15 mil.
What about Joe Hart?
No, we'll go for Butland. He's young, isn't he? He's young. Right back. Who's the...
What formation are we playing, lads? We can't just dive into this.
No, we've got to go for a...
Can we play 4-4-2 Diamond?
Ooh.
4-4-1-1-1.
4-4-1-1.
Can we go 4-3-1-1-1?
4-3-1-1-1-1-1-1. Let's just do 4-3-3. It's simple. 4-3-3.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Now off, Adam, with your reductionism.
Who's our striker? Let's go.
Players, we'll pick the formation.
Let's go to the front. Who's the striker? Realistic, good striker.
All right.
Do you reckon we could buy Sergio for like 60?
I think we should go either Sergio or Lewandowski. Let's go big with our striker.
Lewandowski would cost more, I reckon.
I mean, to be fair, is it a starting 11?
Yeah, it's just the 11. So we've got a fair whack to blow on these. We could probably spend, that's almost 50 million. Yeah, we've got loads of money. But how much would
Jamie Vardy?
No,
Vardy days.
You're chatting shit, mate. How much would Lewandowski cost us? Probably about 80 mil. Pounds.
How much would Suarez cost us? 100 mil?
Yeah, he'd probably cost about 80, 90, 100. Let's go Lewandowski. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, Lewandowski.
How much do you reckon he's going to cost us? Should we just say 100?
100 mil.
100 mil. Yeah,
we can build this kind of
blown
team
100 million. Out. All right, okay. Now, left wing, right wing, any thoughts?
This is a challenge for 100 mil. I understand now why...
Why don't we save loads of money and get Yannick Bolasie, someone like that, the next rung down. Yannick Bolasie?
Are you fucking...
Save loads of money.
What about Sadio Mane? Obviously, yes.
Right wing... 20 mil, I mean, it could work. It could work.
This is why it has to be its own podcast. You mentalist.
No, come on, we can do it.
We're
going to
do this. The time pressure. 5 minutes.
Okay, so look, central midfielders. Let's get Iniesta in. He's coming to the end of his contract.
Busquets and Iniesta, right?
Busquets, Iniesta.
How much is Busquets going to set us back? Hasn't he got some massive release cost? Iniesta. Busquets is probably going to cost us about 30 mil.
Probably. Okay, let's go. Let's go Julian Weigl then.
Oh, I love him.
Next Busquets. Get him in there.
Is he going to cost us a fair whack as well?
Alongside him, I want to play midfield three with a tip.
Oh yeah, I love a tip.
I want Dave. Who did you say? Oh, you broke up.
Julian Weigl, but he went for like what, 6 in the summer. So let's put 15. You know, we're buying.
All right,
him.
Okay.
He's proved himself.
$15 million. Guys, I think we're getting this. All right, okay. I want Emre Can.
Oh, okay.
No.
So now
you ain't going to win the Champions League that.
Dave,
no chance.
How much is going to win a Champions League? That's your choice, Lawrence. I'll do my choice last. What's he say? 20, how much? 20 million?
I reckon you could get Emre for about 25 right now.
So we've got Weigl, Emre Can. We need someone very creative in there now. We need someone who's going to be pushing the team forward, looking for those passes between the lines. Are we thinking Iniesta, we get him on the cheap? He's still got it in the tank to win the Champions League for us.
Does he? That's the question.
He'd be pretty.
I reckon we could get him on the cheap as well. He's getting on, his old Iniesta.
Okay, and then out on the wing, I'm going to go.
Wait, how much is Iniesta going to cost us? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, what? Four mil?
He's 31. Let's say 10 million.
10 for 15 mil. 15
let's say 15, because we've got 15
out
mil.
On the wing,
I reckon we could persuade.
Kingsley Coman.
Oof! I think we need a. We've got. I think
we might need a bit more quality than that. I do. I like the style.
Yeah, I like Kingsley Coman, but we've got a lot of money.
I'm going for the non-obvious here, guys. I can't believe you just got. You're just going. Why Xabi Alonso?
Can we get Bale or Aubameyang or someone else? Just force them
in
the wing.
Middle, doesn't he? Let's
crowbar him in. We've got 100 million.
What
we
about
could
Insignia? Insignia from Napoli.
Insignia
having a very good season.
Left wing, no, is that?
Left or right?
Insignia.
We're in for a Cardi, guys.
No, right. We're going to put Bale in because we can just blow 100 million on Bale.
All right, let's stick him in.
Or Neymar, 200 mil. What do you reckon?
I'd rather have Bale than Neymar.
Right, Bale, 100 million. He's left or right wing.
Bale, Lewandowski, and then on the opposite wing, Kingsley Coman.
No, we need some star power. We need some more star power.
We've got star power. This is why we could never manage a team, Adam.
What about Mahrez?
Oh, Mahrez!
He'd be cheap.
Day.
20 mil.
And then in midfield, Danny Drinkwater.
You nailed it. If you want Jamie Vardy up top.
Yeah.
Right, hold on. So we spent 100 million on Bale, 100 million on Lewandowski, 20 on Mahrez, 25 on Can, 15 on Weigl, 15 on Iniesta.
5 million.
So we've got over 200 million to spend just on the defence. So we can pretty much get the best defence in the world.
I'm fine with that. Wait. Okay, so who's our best two centre-backs right now?
Best two centre-backs in the world, we're looking at what? Thiago Silva, yeah, Sergio Ramos.
I wouldn't buy Ramos.
How much for Silva?
That's going to be a lot.
Should we blow 50, 60 on him?
Yeah, that'll do.
50 mil will probably get him. Who's the other centre-back?
Do we need someone a bit more, you a bit of calmer player? Like maybe the man we were talking about before.
Who?
Lauren Koscielny.
That's not the paciest of backlines.
So basically, we've got 190 million to spend on our three other defenders.
We can look at that. And then, okay, so who are we going for at left back?
Left. Who's the best left back in the entire world?
Leighton Baines.
Jordi Alba.
Oh.
Yeah, let's get Jordi Alba. Pace.
Jordi Alba, Marcello.
Guys, what about a minute right back?
Danny, it's Alaba, isn't it? At left back?
Yeah.
Come on, that's
no. So, yeah.
Alaba left back, he's going to set us back 50, probably. He's the best left back.
Yeah, he is. And we have to have an Austrian in the side.
So now we've got 140 left to spend. Other centre back. He's the best centre back in the world. Sergio Ramos. PK.
We'll get Mascherano in there, just in case we have like an injury in midfield. No, put him up there.
Yeah. I like Mascherano.
How much is Mascherano going to set us back?
50.
Oh, nah, 30. Max.
30 in his twilight?
Now, who's the best right back in the world? Because we can pretty much afford anyone.
Danny Alves.
Yeah.
Nathaniel Klein.
I think we might be going for Alves here. Unless,
I'm going to go for Glenn Johnson.
let's go for Alves.
I'm going to go for Dom.
20. Alves will cost 20. Now, what I'm going to suggest is we take out Emre Can, because we've got 110 left to spend. Let's get Pogba.
Yourself.
So we take out Iniesta and put in Pogba.
Pogba's so inconsistent.
No, come on, mate. Yeah, exactly. It's a one-off game.
Can we? Okay, instead
we've
of
we've got 110 million left.
All right, Adam. I'm doing this for chemistry.
All right, Chem.
Can we take out?
I think we should take out.
Can we take out Iniesta? Can we put in Marco Reus?
No, we'll put Marco Reus in instead of Mahrez, and Reus is going to cost us how much?
You're kidding me. Why are you trying to spend all our money?
40
million for... He must be 50, 60.
Royce is worth 80.
60 mil.
60. Okay, so we've come in under budget.
I don't understand why people listen to this podcast anymore. Completely taken away from all the good things that we built.
Now listen to this for a team.
After all the good work we did at Barcelona and Bayern,
now listen to this team.
Now, I can't believe it, Adam. It's pundits like you that make me sick.
Now, basically, this is
fuck off, Robbie Savage.
This is the conversation starter, right? This is just the beginning. Send us your teams for 500 million. Yeah, that's what we want, and the best team will get some sort of prize. We'll send you a prize next week.
We'll send
very vague. But listen, in goal we've got Jack Butland, 15 million.
That's a terrible start.
We've got another 70 million. We've got 70 million. We've got 70 million if we want to get someone
else.
Let's
buy David De Gea. Let's just get David De Gea in.
How much is David De Gea costing us again?
70 million.
Okay, so we're still under budget. Let's just say...
How much did Real get?
He just signed a new contract, though. So we'll say 50. We'll say 50 mil.
Yeah,
50.
Right, 50 mil for David De Gea. We've whacked 50 million on Alaba, 50 million on Thiago Silva, 30 million on Mascherano, 20 on Dani Alves. We've gone 15 million on Iniesta, 15 million on Weigl, 25 on Emre Can, 60 million on Royce, 100 million on Lewandowski, and 100 million on Gareth Bale. Bring this to 465 million. So we're even under budget. We could go and blow another, 45 mil.
Or still party or something.
Yeah, 45 mil. We'll spend it all. You're all invited. We're having a massive Vardy party when we win the Champions League. You can all come along. It's going to be the best party ever. That pretty much brings an end to this week's podcast. I think we got there in the end, That was a good little team we put together. Jack Butland was a mistake. I admit that now. But we've rectified it. We went and got David De Gea instead.
And to complete the team, we've got the question somewhere. I can't find it right now. But someone submitted the question, what's your favourite kit this season?
Kit.
Germany home is nice.
Yes, that is a very nice kit. The Spain away one people are a fan of. That Spain away kit.
You've
modelled on the football rep.
There's a couple of German teams that I like. I do quite like Wolfsburg's.
Yes, that's all right.
And who else is playing in the Champions? Who's the one with the diamond and the B in the middle?
Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Gladbach actually have a pretty nice kit.
I quite like, was it Sion that played Liverpool last night with the stars on? I thought that was just a bit different.
Yeah, all right, maybe that. It looked a little bit too World Star Hip Hop website-y for me.
Blimey.
I'd put the home kit as Germany's. Controversial. What would you put as the away kit?
Bloody hell.
Maybe we can make it Sion's kit, or maybe we make a Gladbach kit.
Yeah.
Oh no, the PSG away kit, that black one is
deadly. That's very nice.
I love
that
it.
That is that black kit is a very good kit.
So thank you very much for submitting your questions. We tried to get for as many as we can. I think we got for quite a lot of them. There's a suggestion here from Anna Thomas, who was sending a question earlier and asking for video. She said, why don't you do a drunken Q&A Christmas special? We could all have a few pints. What do you reckon?
I'm happy to do that. Yeah,
I'm all for it, mate. I'm all for it. Right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening. If the good people, the whole, want to find more of your words on Twitter, Lawrence, where would they go for that?
At LozCast, LOZCAST. See you there.
And Dave, where would they go?
I think they'd go for the Squawker Dave handle, SQUAWKADAVE.
You're on YouTube?
Yeah, as well. Dave O'Brien TV. I still haven't changed it yet.
It's
a mess.
If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Adam Baltwood. If you want to look at the YouTube channel we're all making, it's the Football Republic. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.